This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live, hour number two. Coming to you from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, this is, you know, this is... This is hell right now. This is hell. A hellacious week for Brett Kavanaugh. It's a total mess. Democrats out for blood. The GOP is still figuring out what they're going to do. And the rest of us get a front row seat to the gutter politics in its purest form, which I just let you listen to some of that. And I'm going to let you hear a Republican coming back at it, which I, you know, this just proves my theory about the broken clock. The Republicans now understand that they are in a sewer fight. This is not... Politics in the Democrat world, in the world of the totalitarian, is never a gentleman's game. At the end of the day, for something to happen, to get something done, someone has to be defeated. Someone has to lose. On one side, the Democrats shudder at the thought of a solid conservative majority on the Supreme Court that will gut one of their favorite activities, possibly one day later on down the road. They might not be able to abort babies anymore. On the right, the conservatives see a solid majority on the court, something they've dreamt of for ages, and it's within our grasp. Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring has offered us this chance. Brett Kavanaugh is picked as the nominee. Hearings. Those hearings were rambunctious at times, but they went swimmingly. The confirmation vote was going to go fairly smoothly as well. The GOP has the votes. They still do. But then the sexual misconduct allegations came a knocking because the Democrats will do anything to slow the decline of their position in Washington. Besides something, you know, all the things I've already been talking about, like, you know, the allegations are 30 plus years old. There's all kinds of gaps in the timelines. There are no corroborative witnesses. There's no evidence. And not even, you know, these are the crimes they're describing. You know, attempted rape at a high school party where you were drunk, Christine. You admitted that you didn't tell your parents because there was alcohol there. Were you drunk? Do you remember unequivocally all of this stuff? Ramirez, she alleges indecent exposure at a college party at Yale. What is, does anybody I know ever been to Yale? Do they have those, that kind of tomfoolery happening there? For the Democrats, this kind of evidence-free allegation, that works. Their entire game plan is to destroy Kavanaugh. Not because he's Brett Kavanaugh, just because he's the guy sitting in the chair about to change their world. They want to derail the nomination, run out the clock on the GOP being able to fill the vacancy before the midterms. Ford's lawyers drag their feet on trying to get her to go on the record, with the GOP offering her a private and public hearing, along with an option to have staffers fly to her home in Northern California to get her account on record. They keep reaching out, and the Democrats keep on pivoting, and it's hilarious. The left's war cry was, she deserves to be heard, and then the GOP started offering avenues for her to be heard. And then it was, oh, how dare you bully her into telling her story. This is insanely transparent. The playbook is an open secret, which is delay, delay, and delay some more. When things start to buckle, another allegation, Ramirez, dropped to further gum up the works, and again, no one can recollect any of these women's allegations. Ford can't remember how this high school party came about. She doesn't remember how she got there. She doesn't remember who hosted it. It almost begs the question, if a tree falls in the woods and no one is there, it doesn't make a sound. So due to that lack of evidence, they ran a second blitz. They have the FBI look into this. And, you know, the FBI handles federal crime. And there's no federal crime here. The Democrats are trying to dragoon an executive agency to do their dirty work. And the FBI doesn't actually do anything except, well, we investigated and she said this happened and he said it didn't, which we already know that. But the party that thinks the Trump White House is fraying the institutional integrity of the nation, they say, sure, why not? Democrats are licking their lips at the thought of the destruction of a man's life because they don't agree with his legal opinions, saying that he's not afforded due process of law, that the burden is on him, and in one case suggests that his legal views make him guilty of sexual assault. I have a vivid imagination, folks. I mean, you can ask some people that know me well. I can come up with some stuff on the fly you wouldn't believe. And this is unfathomable to me. This makes me look like an amateur. Now, if you're a Democrat, like, I don't know, Keith Ellison, you are afforded the benefit of the doubt, the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. Due process of law is not and cannot be applied to conservatives, though it's wrong. The Democrats are always wrong, but they're united. Senator Chris Coons said that Judge Kavanaugh bears the burden of disproving these allegations. Okay. The GOP has to get out of neutral, and I think today they may be doing that, and I'm going to give you a little evidence of this in the next segment, but we all know that they want to confirm Kavanaugh. McConnell said that a vote is coming, hell or high water. Thursday's hearing on these allegations is still set, still happening. It has occurred. Hold the hearing, set the vote. That should be the game plan. But like the New York Giants offensive line, we have some issues. You know, Senators Jeff Flake, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins could buckle. We don't know what Flake's up to right now because we haven't seen him. He's been out of the spotlight ever since the second allegation dropped. When asked if there should be a full FBI investigation into allegations about the Kavanaugh's past, she said it would sure clear up those questions, wouldn't it? The one thing, and remember now, Murkowski had to get voted back in a write-in. She had to run as an independent or something. One thing the GOP never seems to understand is that they're the ones with the most to lose. And as long as Trump is president, the left's going to be jacked up on hysteria, and they're ready to go. And the GOP's base is ready to go. But if the Hill Republicans cave to the social media mob and the Democratic delay tactics and the other theatrics, the jig is up. I'm going to vote for them, no matter what, because I'm a base voter. But I can definitely see and respect those GOP voters who sit out this year if the Republicans continue to be toyed around with like some circus freak in this Supreme Court fight. If vague, shaky allegations with no witnesses or evidence can be used to destroy Kavanaugh's reputation and career, then that's a precedent that has been set, and this can be done to anyone else the left chooses. And this is not a hard concept. They're coming at it with the mind of a 2-year-old, you know, their whole way of doing things. So get on a war footing, people. Get on a war footing and get ready to go, because we are at war. You are at war. One who I never would have thought this would have been the case. One Republican let it go today. You heard Grassley let it go. When we get back, I'm going to let you hear somebody else let it go. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Okay, I'm going to let you listen to this, because if this cat can change, if this cat can change on his outlook towards the Democrats, if he's no longer looking at them as his colleagues and friends across the aisle, as his bosom buddy John McCain used to, there may be hope for us. So with no further ado, and this is the last clip I'm going to play, but I mean, some of this stuff is just too good. If you haven't heard it, well, hear it.
Are you aware that at 9:23 on the night of July the 9th, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have. I have a bipartisan, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics.
Lindsey's not used to being an angry
man. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process? You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job
interview. Do you consider that you've been through a job interview?
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution. Which
would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it, like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is the very circumstance.
Lindsey is so excited and so angry.
Harbors no biases.
He's not pronouncing some of his.
He's entirely ethical.
Consonants and
he's
vowels.
A really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person. The ABA. The one thing I can tell you, you should be proud of, Ashley. You should be proud of this, that you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics. You want this seat? I hope you never get it. I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade. And I wish you well, and I intend to vote for you, and I hope everybody who's fair-minded will.
This is the level of anger that we have to adopt. There is no middle ground now. This is a war that has been declared for the future of this country. All of the things that had been slid by all of the encroaching gun control and all of these, you know, all of these things that we find out anywhere, you know, all of a sudden these things that are decided, well, this right exists and that right exists, and all of this judicial fiat and all of these other things, this is all going to be in a jump ball sort of footing right now very shortly. And when it happens, it's going to be bad. Now, it's okay to be righteously angry. It's okay to look at someone and say, you're not with me. These people have been declaring war on you for decades. They don't think you can make your own decisions. They don't think that you have the capacity to run your own life. And they certainly don't want somebody out there to be a vote that's going to take away their power. Because the Supreme Court, if run properly, is the final check. And all the Supreme Court is supposed to do is look at the Constitution and see how it applies to this case on any given day. They're not supposed to look at it and interpret it. They're not supposed to look at it and apply it to today. They're supposed to look at it in the original intent. It was written in such a way to where it covers everything. The Founding Fathers, who survived a Revolutionary War with the preeminent superpower of the day, hoped to never see any of us go through that again. And we haven't so far, thankfully. But these Democrats want to do it to you anyway. They want to have their own revolution. They want to change the way the country runs. They want to change the way your life works. You're nothing more than a battery. You supply money and work and everything else, and they get to take it and decide what's going to happen with it. And they'll let you know what you can have and what you can keep, where you can live and how many kids you can have and what you can wear. And, you know, you don't need this car. You don't need this. You know, nobody needs an AR-15. Nobody needs a car that goes 120 miles. You know, they're going to make every one of your judgment calls for you. So bear that in mind going forward. I say that a lot. Let the anger go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
Hundreds of firefighters in Northern California are spending their Thanksgiving battling the deadly Camp Fire. At least 83 people have died in the fire, and nearly 600 people are still unaccounted for. Cal Fire's Deputy Director Mike Moeller says another big priority is
to get those people that are still evacuated or whose homes have been destroyed into the proper shelter. I can tell you for the recovery process, yes, the rain does hamper it. It makes it much more difficult to go through and grid those areas and surge, but we've brought additional personnel in to expedite that process.
President Trump hinted at a possible trip to Afghanistan while wishing U.S. troops a happy Thanksgiving during a teleconference. Many are thawing out in New York City after going to one of the coldest Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades in recent memory. and Walmart, Target, and Sears are getting an early jump on Black Friday, they're all open now. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio in the middle of, this sounds like a monsoon. This is Lock and Load. Now, let's make believe that me and you, one of us, we could be in on the questioning of Christine Blasey Ford. What kind of questions would you want to ask her? Now, as you can tell, the Republicans are coming to the end of their patience, which thankfully that's long overdue, fellas. But you go ahead and ride, because, you know, I'm going to enjoy watching you do it. In the meantime, though, while all of these, while they've been more concerned with their reputations in the Beltway bubble, normal people just want to get to the truth and get to it. To get to it, their questioning would probably be very different. They would not. I'm not interested in nurturing and supporting Ford, Ramirez, or Curly Sue in this difficult time. So if I were going to ask, if I were a senator, I would be asking questions like this. Like, Dr. Ford, you are a committed leftist, correct? Senator Feinstein would jump to her defense on that one. But I continue on like that nothing happened. And it's true that you, number two, and it's true you wouldn't want future Justice Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court because of his conservative judicial philosophy, regardless of the alleged incident, right? Number three, your lawyers are Democrat activists, right? Number four, are they working for free or do you intend to pay them with the several hundred thousand dollars the various GoFundMe campaigns in your name has raised? Or Number five, I would ask, you traveled to Hawaii in your work and back east in August. So when did that fear of flying we heard about start and stop? But then let's head into the meat and potatoes, shall we? Number six. So, Dr. Ford, let's get to the basics. Exactly what day and time did this incident happen? Number seven, exactly where did this incident happen? Number eight, how many people were in the house at the time? Number nine, in 2012, your therapist wrote down that there were four people in the room. Why would she do that if you didn't tell her that? Number 10, do you find it odd that each person who you now say was present has stated that they have no idea what you're talking about? Number 11, if they might not remember because the party was nothing special, how often did you and your teen pals go to houses with a bunch of boys and get drunk? Number 12, you claim future Justice Kavanaugh was drunk. How drunk were you? Number 13, as a psychologist, will you concede that alcohol inebriation will make a teenager's memory unreliable? At this point, I'd have to go, Senator Sash, your Frito-Con whining about how we're better than this and how this is not who we are is noted. I'll ask my questions however I damn well please. Now shut up. Number 14, you claim you thought future Justice Kavanaugh was trying to rape you. If so, why didn't he chase you and actually rape you? Number 15, you say you left the house without telling anyone. Doesn't that seem like something odd that your female friend would remember? Number 16, if you thought future Justice Kavanaugh was going to rape you, why would you leave your friend alone there with this alleged monster? Number 17, and you didn't call the cops, right? Number 18, you didn't tell your parents, right? Number 19, you didn't even tell your friends, right? Number 20, but you happened to tell your therapist in 2012, right around the time future Justice Kavanaugh's name was being brought up as a Supreme Court candidate. Number 21, future Justice Kavanaugh was a pretty big deal in 2012, and you say you mentioned his name, but it's not in your therapist's notes. It's not even there that your attacker is now a well-known judge. Your therapist sure got a lot wrong, didn't she? Number 22, say at any time did future Justice Kavanaugh suggest that you put some ice on that? Number 23, did future Justice Kavanaugh slap you around like a Democrat congressman from Minnesota? Number 24, did future Justice Kavanaugh drive hammered and leave you to drown in an Oldsmobile? Right about that time, Senator Sass's pearls that he's clutching would pop. Number 25, you say this event damaged you permanently, but you did not seek treatment before 2012, even though you're a psychologist, correct? Number 26, you wanted to remain anonymous, right? Number 27, you sent a letter to your congresswoman in July, right? Number 28, you hired a famous leftist lawyer in D.C. in August, right? Number 29, you say you took a lie detector test in August, right? Number 30, but you contacted the Washington Post, but did you really think that they would do anything about it before you gave them your name? Number 31, and you're here voluntarily, not even under subpoena, right? Number 32, you never intended to remain anonymous, did you? Number 33, are you aware that the people are calling you brave? Number 34, are you aware that people are calling you hero? Number 35, are you aware that Anita Hill has been celebrated as a brave leftist hero since the Justice Thomas hearings? Number 36, as a psychologist, you are aware that sometimes people say things that are not true to get attention, correct? Number 37, as a psychologist, you are aware that sometimes people enjoy the spotlight. Number 38, as a psychologist, isn't it possible that someone might have been a claim of assault in order to get attention to achieve a political goal? Number 39, as a psychologist, do you disagree with the consensus that sexual abusers repeat their crimes? Number 40, how do you account for the fact that not one single person besides you has claimed future Justice Kavanaugh has ever tackled someone and tried to rip off her clothes? Number 41, 65 women have signed a letter saying future Justice Kavanaugh was always a perfect gentleman. Why would they all lie? Number 42, no one allegedly in the house that you don't remember where it was at or what day it was on or what month it was in or where the house was for that matter. None of those for the alleged party corroborates your story. Why would they all lie, and how do we even know that they know what we're talking about when we ask them about this, since no, you don't know what to tell them to remember? Number 43. For that matter, no one at the dorm corroborates the other leftist woman's story either. So why would they all lie? Number 44, and of course no one corroborates stripper Matlock's story, right? So number 45, finally, my last question. So why are you lying? Ford doesn't deserve any special treatment. When the Democrats talk about respect and victim blaming, what they're seeking to do is put out of bound the kind of questions whose answers are more likely the non-answers and evasions will demonstrate to the world what a crock this whole story is. And normal people get it. Let's see if the elite can figure this part out. We'll see, because tomorrow is coming. We'll be hearing the Democrats crying very shortly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, yes, I am covering this Kavanaugh thing a nauseating amount of stuff. And there's a reason for this. And the reason is this, folks. I believe in your freedom. And I believe in the freedom of this nation. And these guys are hell-bent on taking it. And they're hell-bent on doing it in ways that are quite nefarious. And there's a lot of people that don't pay enough attention to what's going on. And for those of you who do, I'm very thankful for you. But this is one of these moments that we can look at. And when this is done, if we're successful, we can look at this and say, we kept the faith. Which a lot of people don't do that nowadays. And this would be a change in the right direction that we really need to get into. So having said that, let me give you this. Poker. A lot of people play poker. It's a game of bluffs, half-truths, flat-out lies. Occasionally there's a pinch of truth tossed in for a little bit of flavor, like a pinch of salt. Leftists are bad poker players, and once again, they're betting into a pot they have no chance of winning. Provide at least one other player in the game has the savvy to call them on their obvious and clumsy attempts to buy. We've seen two incredibly poor attempts to assassinate the character of a man with impeccable credentials. And now our favorite porn star counsel, Michael Avenatti, has decided to three-bet the pot by rolling out yet another 11th hour witness, one Julie Curly Sue Swetnick. She claims to have credible first-hand knowledge of Brett Kavanaugh's heinous frat boy shenanigans, even suggesting, however obliquely it might have been, that he had an active hand in criminal behavior, like spiking punch with illegal drugs and alcohol, and maybe taking a next-in-line ticket for the frequent gang rapes that were told took place at all these parties he supposedly went to with shocking regularity. Now, on its face, this latest revelation is no real surprise. Amp up the outrage every time the last one doesn't work. But to use another poker analogy, this is what we would call a continuation bet. Once you lead the betting into a pot, to suddenly stop betting future rounds is quite often a dead giveaway to everyone else that you had nothing to begin with. And it invites your opponent to come and take the pot away from you. And Mr. Avenatti is trying to represent a royal flush. The highest hand in poker, the one that no one else can defeat, and if he sells it to the rest of the table, he gets the prize. The complete and total and irreversible derailment of Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. this latest revelation is his over-the-top bet into the pot. One last chance to steal it. Now, if this were a card game, any good player would determine his next move by examining the cards already exposed for all to see. And in this case, we have the signed declaration of Curly Sue, which can be, you know, you can find it out there. It's out there. So even a mediocre player would quickly hone in on paragraphs 11, 12, and 13 of this document. Beginning with paragraph 11, let's see if we can sniff out the bluff. Paragraph 11, during the years 1981-82, I became aware of efforts by Mark Judge, Brett Kavanaugh, and others to spike the punch at house parties I attended with drugs and or grain alcohol so as to cause girls to lose their inhibitions and their ability to say no. This caused me to make an effort to purposely avoid the punch at these parties. I witnessed efforts by Mark Judge, Brett Kavanaugh, and others to target particular girls so they could be taken advantage of. It was usually a girl that was especially vulnerable because she was alone at the party or shy. Consider the phrasing, if you will. Curly Sue states that she became aware of efforts by Judge and Kavanaugh, and to be safe, she mentions unnamed others to spike the punch with drugs and booze. And the first half of this paragraph is little more than a long-winded way of saying, I heard someone say, which is proof of nothing. Not even that it really happened. Then she witnessed further efforts to target unaccompanied girls crippled by extreme shyness, while neither naming these girls or indeed anyone else in attendance, nor specifically defining the method that was employed by these two bad boy evildoers to spike and target, nor does she say anyone was definitely taken advantage of, only that efforts were made to do so. So what did these efforts entail? What were the actual actions? Now, in the second half of that paragraph, you know, she says, I personally saw efforts. She provides no specifics on how things were done, only that these undefined efforts were made, and it's not made clear at any point whether any of these efforts ever met with any sort of success. Paragraph 12, I also witnessed efforts by Mark Judge, Brett Kavanaugh, and others to cause girls to become inebriated and disoriented so they could then be gang raped in a side room or bedroom by a train of numerous boys. I have a firm recollection of seeing boys lined up outside rooms in many of these parties waiting for their turn with a girl inside the room. These boys included Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh. I also witnessed, does Curly Sue mean to suggest that another method, something other than spike and target, was being employed here? What did they do to cause girls to become inebriated? Did Judge hold a girl down while Kavanaugh would shove like the funnel in her mouth and shotgun her right now? Pour some beer, wine, Quaaludes down her throat? Did Kavanaugh offer a girl a shot of vodka while Judge smacked her repeatedly with a rolled up newspaper until she downed the offered beverage? Was it the other way around? Did any of those aforementioned others in attendance cause anyone to become inebriated? And she suggests that gang rapes took place again without concretely saying they did. Were police reports filed in the aftermath of these many parties? Were arrests ever made? What are the names of all of these serial rapists who attended these many parties, lined up and waited their turn to rape the drugged shy girl? Curly Sue has a firm recollection of boys lined up, again, at many parties, but can't name any of them. And this is strange because while she's making this effort to avoid the spiked punch bowl, she'd also be making efforts to attend only parties where the other attendees, or at least a majority of them, would be people known to her and absent these evil people who cause the girls they've targeted to become inebriated and then rape them. And here is the bluffer's tell coming up, the thing that immediately makes you push your entire stack of chips into the pot to call because you know now beyond any doubt that you're being taken for a fool. She says, in approximately 1982, sometime in those 365 days, I became a victim of one of these gang or train rapes where Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh were present. Shortly after the incident, I shared what had been transpired with at least two other people. During the incident, I was incapacitated without my consent and unable to fight off the boys raping me. I believe I was drug using Quaaludes or something similar placed in what I was drinking. So here we're expected to overlook the obvious problem with this last statement. She becomes a victim of the criminal behavior she's already stated she's witnessed at previous parties. And after seeing girls being drugged and raped at many prior parties, she keeps going to them. One where two evil men and others, let's not forget those guys, who drug and rape girls regularly are known to be in attendance, who throw in the party. And while these two heinous individuals are apparently close by, she becomes so relaxed and so casual about her own personal security, so forgetful that she previously, you know, of what she's previously seen done to the other drugged and gang raped girls, that she winds up sticking around and she becomes one of them. And while stating that the boys were raping her, she still does not specifically name Judge or Kavanaugh, two of them, just that they were there. Nor does she name anyone else in attendance, not even at least two other people she told the details of her tragic rape to. So, you know, poker players, among other things, can apply statistical probability to have to get to a certain outcome, like the odds of getting that king that they need to make their straight. And with all of this bad behavior being attributed to Kavanaugh, the odds of finding that he's at least been through a police lineup, if for no other reason than to eliminate him as a suspect, this should be getting sort of high at this point. Yet, nothing that substantiates any of these claims against Kavanaugh has ever happened. When that is closely examined, that little document, not a single credible fact emerges about the history of Kavanaugh or Judge, although Curly Sue spends a significant amount of space within it cataloging her own credentials. She's got all kinds of security clearances and job history to support a paper-thin accusation of drugging and gang rape, I guess, from 1982. So, if Stormy Daniels had a clearance, Avenatti would likely still be playing that hand, too. So, not everyone can be a good poker player. If I had a few more like that at the table, I wouldn't have to work anymore. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
She wouldn't know cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.